Listener-driven radio, 24/7, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to learn about water treatment for the water that we drink and the water that we flush. Our guest is Erin Keck. She's with the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Where we live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a lot of our water that we drink comes from our river. And most of the water that we flush or waste goes right back into the river. We're going to learn how the entire system works. We're going to the water utility, this time on the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization working with children to make the best in high-quality kids' public radio. You can learn a lot more about us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why haven't you seen that new movie, Constipated?
I don't know why.
Because it hasn't come out yet.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Done by Brave Combo and Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser from a CD called All Wound Up, A Family Music Party. You are tuned to the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone. We have a whole studio full of people. Let's start over here.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Hello, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Leela.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Sienna.
I'm Gwen.
I'm Julia.
We're going to be talking with Erin Keck, who's in the studio with us. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. She's the educator. All right. Water. Did anybody use water this morning in any way?
Yes.
To do what?
Drink. Wash hands. Drink.
Brush my teeth.
Yeah. Drink.
Somebody brushed their teeth. Good for you. How about, did you wake up and go to the bathroom? Yes. Like, do we tell this on the radio? So you probably used water there too, if I'm not correct. Yes, water there. Yes. We are talking about water because it's Aaron Keck's job to help explain to all of us, where do we get our water from? And then after our water is done, let's think about it the polite way. When we do our dishes in the sink and we drain our dishes, that goes to the same place as when you flush your toilet.
Yuck.
Gross.
But no, it has to go somewhere. You don't want that to just like be in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, ew. I guess.
It has to go somewhere, and it has to, I mean, what would a city do with that much wastewater, we'll call it? What would a city do? We're going to find out what does our city do. And you're going to find out something that may shock you or it may blow your mind, which is that you can actually swim in the water that once you flushed down the toilet. The kids, you should see their faces. Like, no one has. They're looking like.
That's gross.
We're going to help you see that it's not gross. Really? Have any of you ever thought about this before?
Sort of. Once I read an article
that like a city in Colorado does it, I think.
Yeah.
Not Colorado.
California?
Yeah, California.
Their wastewater.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about this? The wastewater?
No.
Where the water comes from?
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wondered, where do we get our water? Where does it go? Where is it coming from?
You're listening to an encore edition of the Children's Hour. And coming up, we're going to be learning from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority about treating wastewater. And in the meantime, this is Leonie Jansen and it's Aline Callister from About Water, right here on the Children's Hour.
Streaming water.
you're tuning into the Children's Hour. We're thinking about water. Water is Life is the name of that song by Leonie Jansen and Iseline Callister. And here in Albuquerque, we rely upon the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to handle everything related to our water utility. That's the water coming in to your tap and the water going out through your drains. And in the studio with us is Erin Keck. She's the educator at ABCWUA. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. Well, of course, there's lots of questions in the studio, and let's start with this one.
When we turn on our tap, where does the water come from?
Good question. So up until 2009, all of Albuquerque's drinking water was coming from the aquifer underground, because at that time we thought that we had this almost limitless supply of water under our city. But we have discovered since that that water, not only did we have much less than we originally thought, but that we were diminishing that supply much faster than it could be replenished with annual rainfall. So starting in 2009, we began to use river water as well. And so now when you turn on your tap, you get a mixture. Depending on the time of year, it's roughly half water from the aquifer underground and half coming from the Rio Grande River.
How do you clean the water that comes from the river?
Great question. So we have a diversion channel near Alameda where we divert that water to our drinking water treatment facility. And it goes through a whole process. We start with just allowing some of the heavier sediment to settle out. Then we add chemicals that help form or flocculate the water so that we can remove larger particles. It goes through reverse osmosis filtration and ozone treatment so that by the time it gets to your tap, it is nice and clean.
Wow. Interesting.
How much water do we use?
Another great question. So we have made tremendous progress here in Albuquerque. Back in the 1980s, people were using over 250 gallons of water per day, per person on average. And we have dropped that down to about 127 gallons per day.
Wow, that is amazing. That's just by conservation.
Yes, I like to think our education program has helped with that. We also offer rebates for people to get rid of their old toilets and replace them with low-flow toilets. We've done a lot with encouraging people to xeriscape their yards.
Do you offer rebates for xeriscape? Anybody? No?
Anyone know what xeriscaping means?
No, they did. I don't know.
So essentially it means removing grass or plants that require a lot of water and putting in plants better suited to this landscape, so desert plants that don't require as much water.
What's so incredible about that is it's all through just conservation efforts that we've reduced our water use.
Exactly. And our new water plan, which has just been approved by our board, which is called Water 2120, is hoping to even further those conservation efforts. Our new goal is to get that number down to 110 gallons per person per day.
Wow. So give us just one little, do you know these little stats? Like when we flush the toilet, which we'll talk about where that goes in a little bit. But when that's clean water, that was filtered and
clean
water. It is
clean water. All of the water that is sent to your house from the drinking water treatment plant is clean water. So whether it comes out your faucet, it comes out your hose, it goes to your toilet, all of that water is clean. It comes from the same pipe.
So how many gallons? So if we're talking 110 gallons per household is our goal, how many gallons does it say a flush of a toilet use?
Great. So older toilets use 3 to 5 gallons per flush, and the toilet is actually the biggest water user in your house. So putting in a low-flow toilet is a great idea because most of those have two buttons, right? One for a small flush and one if you need a bigger flush, and they use less than 2 gallons, sometimes as little as 1 gallon per flush.
Are there any kids in the studio here have any other suggestions for listeners about how they can conserve water and not use so much? Yeah.
Taking shorter showers.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I was so surprised you said toilets were the most. I would have thought showers would be more than toilets.
Nope, toilet is the biggest in the house. But in general, if you look at all of the water that we pump to your homes, most of it is actually used outside in your yard.
Wow. Yeah, please, Julia. Any other suggestions for how to conserve water?
Not leaving the sink on while you brush your teeth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How much does that use if you don't, if you let it flow and flow? Does it just depend on the faucet?
It depends on the faucet, but there are also aerators now that you can put on your faucets that will help really reduce that flow.
Yeah.
So for ways you could even, like, recycle water, you can take your water after you've, like, rinsed your lettuce and stuff, and you can pour that on your plants in your yard. And you can also do that with the same as, like, fish tank water.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Excellent.
Good. All of these conservation ideas are being played out all over our city and all over our state in order to conserve water. Because do we have a limitless amount of water here?
Absolutely not. So that's why we have this very progressive new water management plan. And if things go according to schedule, we're hoping to not diminish the aquifer at all in the next 100 years. So that's really important because I like to think of the aquifer as like our savings bank of water, which we can rely on in times of extreme drought. And for the first time in 20 years, we're seeing the levels of water in the aquifer going up rather than down. So it's risen in some places as much as 27 inches.
That's wonderful because it was just sinking and sinking. And so really what you're saying is, ultimately, we are really getting our drinking water from our tap after it's gone through all your filtering processes.
Yes.
We are ultimately getting it from rain, snow, and what's – that's got to be it, right? Rain and snow, really, our
right.
water system. I mean, ultimately, we're really drinking that.
Well, the water in the aquifer has been collecting there for thousands of years, really since the last ice age, but we are just depleting it much faster than it could be replenished from annual rainfall.
And the river water, you aren't always on river water. We're not always using the river water because sometimes that river is really low, like in September and August of last year. Gosh, it was so low.
Right. The amount of river water that we can use varies quite a bit from day to day and season to season. And there are a whole bunch of people involved in that process of deciding how much we're able to take from the river each day. And then we have to return that water back to the river after we clean it at our wastewater treatment plant.
Erin Keck is from the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority. And, you know, Erin, I'd love to talk with you more about that other half. What
sure.
happens when we flush and what happens when we go down the drain and how do you return the water to the river?
Let's do it.
We're going to come back to Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority in the Sunspot Studio at the Children's Hour, where we're learning about water treatment. This is Katie Ha 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 with water right here on the Children's Hour.
There is water in the kitchen. There is water coming down. There is water in the kitchen. Do you hear it? Do you hear it coming down? Ooh, 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 ooh. There is rain in the forest. There is rain pouring down. There is rain in the forest. There is rain pouring down. Ooh, 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 ooh. There is snow on the mountain. There is snow falling down. There is snow on the mountain. There is snow falling down. Do you hear it? Do you hear it falling down? Do you hear it? Do you hear it falling down?
That was Katie Ha 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 right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about water treatment. We've got a lot more coming up with Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. In the background, it's the High Llamas.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by Electric Playhouse. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
The movement of water, that's my purpose, whether on, above, or below the earth's surface. In the continuous cycle, my work's never done, cause I'm driven by energy from the sun. I travel through the sea, through the air, through the ground. You could say that water really gets around, but in fact, most water's just chilling in the oceans. Only a small fraction is really in motion at any given time, but yo, that's the way it goes when we're studying the voyages of H2O. In the cycle, water changes states at various places, of three states being ice, liquid, and water vapor. But this cycle strays from the norm, cause through the process, water still keeps the same structural form. While other cycles involve chemical change, water may change states, but its structure stays the same. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. So when water transforms from liquid to gas and rises up into the atmosphere, that's evaporation, a process made possible by energy from the sun, also known as solar radiation. And when this water vapor in the sky reforms into liquid water droplets, that's condensation. And when this water falls back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail, and sleet, that's precipitation. Plants have their own type of evaporation through their stomata, which is called transpiration. So collectively, the term used for transpiration plus all other evaporation is evapotranspiration. Two more terms to add to your collection. The movement of water through the air is advection. And speaking of keeping it moving, understand that runoff is water flowing across the land. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle.
Yeah, that is the Water Cycle song. It's by SaveTheWater.org, and you can find out more about how you can save the water by going to SaveTheWater.org. In the studio with us today here on the Children's Hour, it's me, Katie Stone, a whole bunch of kids. We could all say hi. Hi.
Hi.
And then also our friend Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. And I loved hearing all about how the water comes out of our tap and where do you get it from. But the kids are full of lots and lots of questions for you.
Where does it go?
Okay, so the dirty water that goes down your drain or down your toilet goes through the sewer lines, which is another set of pipes underground, and it's carried to the wastewater treatment plant, and that's where we clean your wastewater. We clean over 50 million gallons of wastewater every single day, and that means that the poop from every single person in Albuquerque, over 600,000 people, is delivered to that facility.
That stinks.
It stinks.
Please.
What happens to the stuff you filter out of the water?
Okay, so that wastewater, when it comes to us, is comprised of three things. It's actually mostly water. So the water, once we filter that out, gets returned to the river. There's also trash, which is stuff that really shouldn't be there in the first place. And we get all kinds of funny things coming down the lines when it comes to trash. There was an older gentleman whose false teeth got flushed down the toilet.
Ew.
And he requested that we stop the treatment process that day and look for his false teeth. We get cell phones and bandages and toys and wrappers. And that stuff is all stuff that really doesn't belong there. So everybody out there can help us out by not flushing anything down your toilet except toilet paper, right? And pee and poop. But the trash just gets treated like your trash at home. We have big dump trucks that come every day and pick up our trash. 3 to 5 big dump trucks take that trash to the landfill. The only difference is our trash is covered in poop, so we have to bury it under the soil. And lastly, the sludge. That's what you guys really want to know about, right? We call poop sludge. Sludge is basically food or used to be food. So that's food that you either washed off your plates or food that's traveled through your digestive system. And the sludge eventually becomes compost that we can use as fertilizer.
Incredible. Here, you're using that fertilizer here in Albuquerque?
We are on parks down in the valley. Many farmers will purchase our compost. It gets taken out to our soil amendment facility, which is out on the west side near Double Eagle Airport, and it goes through further treatment there before it gets sold to the public. Whatever we don't sell to the public is buried on our land out there at that facility.
I want to talk to you more about how you process the poop, but Madeline and Jude went with me down to the what we call the poop factory, although who knows, maybe that's in your bathroom is actually the poop factory. But this is, how do we process all that? And we went down and we watched every single stage of what was going on. And this little section of the processing is where there's a giant series of lights that are shining into the almost clean water. It's the last step. And here's how Madeline described it.
The water is clear, and I think there's a light underneath it, so it looks like really bright water.
We're listening to the sounds of the water treatment facility and the very last pool, which is full of light, and it has this pipe that's going round and round, like aerating it. So you have all of these different pools, and this one pool that was the very last pool, it really did look like a swimming pool. It is so clean.
Yes.
You would never believe that that was the water that was at the first pools. And in this two-hour tour, we started with the dirtiest of the dirty, and you just cannot believe it.
Exactly. They were describing
stage.
The last step of the treatment process, which is where we pass the water under a row of ultraviolet bulbs. And the UV rays, what they do essentially, they don't kill off bacteria or viruses, but they scramble their DNA. So because they have such a short life cycle, by the time that water reaches the river, if there were any remaining viruses or bacteria in the river, they would have died off and would no longer be able to harm us. And that water does have a really beautiful, light greenish-blue color. You feel like you're in the Caribbean or the Bahamas.
Erin Keck was the educator at the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're the ones who clean our water. And you're going to hear soon about what happens to the water once it's clean. You can find a lot more about this episode, including pictures and links, at childrenshour.org. Look for water treatment. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Jonathan Lithgow.
I work in the sewer. It's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slab. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along. Hey, Bruce, come on out here. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
I wake down a manhole with a guy named Bruce. And we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, what a sweet kid. We sing the song of the sewer. The sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand, we shovel in hand. They keep things rolling along. Ooh, 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 ooh. A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come up in Jersey, but it's okay now. Cause that's where he lives anyhow.
Passaic.
We sing the song of the sewer.
We sing the song
of the sewer. We sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand. My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry. I just kind of fell into it. Lucky me. We sing the song of the sewer.
We sing the song
of the sewer.
We sing this song.
Shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Let's start inside,
start inside,
and do not blush,
do not blush.
We'll think of things we should not blush,
should not blush.
Let's start inside and do not. Don't flush your toys.
Don't flush your toys.
Iguanas too.
Iguanas too.
Don't like to
travel. Don't like to travel
with your poo.
With your poo.
Don't flush your toys. Iguanas too. Don't like to travel with your poo.
Our medicine.
Our medicine. We didn't use.
We didn't use.
Goes in the trash.
Goes in the trash.
Not in our loo.
Not in our loo.
Our medicine. If it is trash,
trash,
don't flush it down.
Don't flush it down.
You're wasting water.
You're wasting water
for our town.
For our town.
If it is trash, don't flush it down. You're wasting water for our town. Now when you're singing,
now when you're singing,
don't pour all that,
don't pour all that
leftover bacon grease or fat.
Grease or fat.
Now when you're singing. What goes in there?
In the storm drains.
It's not cleaned down.
It's not cleaned down.
It flows into,
it flows into
the Rio Grande.
The Rio Grande.
What goes in there is not cleaned down. It flows into the Rio Grande. Pick up your trash.
Pick up your trash.
And your dog's poo.
And your dog's poo.
Or rain will lag.
Just like a scoop.
Just like a scoop. Pick up your trash and your dog's poo. Or rain will last just like a scoop. Now with your help we can do much to keep out things we should not flush.
That's actually a song produced by the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority and should not Flush is the name of that. We Are Waterwise is the name of their educational CD. And I'm pretty sure any old teacher can get that.
Yes, we have a lot of resources available on our website for students, teachers, adults, anyone who's interested.
This song brought up a question here in the studio.
Do you ever get alligators?
There are no alligators in the sewer lines. That is an urban myth because there's sulfuric acid in those lines. And that is formed when hydrogen sulfide mixes with water. So nothing can breathe down there. If our operators need to go down into the big pipes, they have to wear oxygen masks. So nothing can live in those lines except Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Of course. Okay.
But they have superpowers.
So no alligators.
No alligators. But we did have an iguana and a parrot come through the lines. And since we know that nothing can live down there for long, they must have gotten in really close to our
treatment facility because they survived.
And they are now someone's pet.
Wow.
Yes.
That is like the classic fear that you're taking a bath and an alligator comes crawling up the drain.
That's not going
to
happen.
That's my classic fear, I guess. So you're tuned to the Children's Hour. We're talking to Erin Keck. She's the educator at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. When I went there, you showed us the water coming in. It's really gross. It smells terrible. And then it goes from these giant, like almost million gallon or more tanks.
Yes.
To another million gallon or more tank to another million. It just keeps going from tank to tank to tank.
Yes.
And then ultimately it ends up in that one that looks like the swimming pool that's so clean. What is happening at each one of these tanks that's enabling you to clean the water so well? And then you're actually putting it back in the Rio Grande. It's that
exactly
clean. So
yes.
What happens tank to tank to tank? How does that happen?
Sure, I'd be happy to describe that. So the first thing that happens is the water passes through these big bar screens, and that's where we capture the trash. Then it sits in big grit chambers, and that's where we allow the heaviest grit to just naturally settle to the bottom. Then it gets pumped to primary clarifiers, and that's the first pool that you could really see because it was open. Those hold over a million gallons of water. And what's happening there is that 40% of the sludge is settling to the bottom, and we capture that sludge, which is essentially poop, right? And we send it to big digesters, which are kind of like your gut. So if you can imagine a huge stomach and intestines full of enzymes and bacteria, go ahead, ask a question.
What happens to the toilet paper?
It just gets broken down in the sludge and gets treated along with everything else. So it becomes just kind of mush there in the liquid. But the digesters have enzymes and bacteria that actually we didn't introduce. They come from your gut. So when you poop, that stuff, the bacteria and enzymes from your stomachs, travels with your poo along the sewer lines to our digesters, and we keep them at 98 degrees, just like your body temperature, so that those bacteria can continue to break down the food for us.
That's just incredible. You don't actually add bacteria?
That's right. It all comes from you. You all have trillions of bacteria in your stomachs that are doing that job for you. And so we just keep them happy so they can continue to work.
You showed us this incredible slide that was a droplet of your untreated water, I take it, or water in the process.
Yes.
And it had these critters all over it. Talk about those.
Right. So there are three more pools. So after the primary clarifiers, that water is sent to our basins, and those are aeration basins. And we have both water that has not very much oxygen in it. We call that anaerobic water. And we have water where we're bubbling in really large volumes of oxygen to create
It looks like a big fountain, and it's the most odd place in the world that you'd think a fountain would be wanted. But this air you're putting in is actually
helpful.
It's enabling these bacteria to breathe.
Right. And what's happening in these basins, I really like to think of them as the heart of the plant, because these microorganisms that thrive in those conditions are eating the remaining sludge out of the water for us. So we are just, again, providing optimal conditions for them to do their job. And we don't introduce them either. They just get carried in on little specks of dust by the wind. And then they thrive in this little micro ecosystem. So at this point, the sludge that remains in the water, there's 60% of the sludge left, and it's just dissolved in suspended solids in the water. And we were looking at a drop taken from one of those basins, and you can see this whole universe of cilia and paramecium and stalked ciliates, rotifers, and the most famous, which is the tardigrade or water bear. We were able to see one of those yesterday under the slide, and essentially all day long, these folks are just doing most of the work for us. They're eating the poop out of the water.
Why is the tardigrade poop okay poop?
Well, the tardigrade poop would just become part of the the buffet, right, that these other critters can then eat. And it just goes around and around. But what happens is these guys eventually become really fat and old and heavy because they've gorged themselves all day long on this food. And they settle out and they die and they settle to the bottom. And then we pump the clean water to the next tank, which is called our final clarifier. And from there, the last step is the UV ray treatment.
And then really the final step is it goes from there and it goes out into the river.
That's right. And it's really quite something to see, I think. It's remarkable because that channel of water being emptied into the river, there's a really clear line where our clean water is mixing with the really silty, muddy water of the Rio Grande.
That's Aaron Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. We've got more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
The shrubbery when you could have a throne. Pressure wouldn't squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn. These are the things I never will learn. Excitements to see me to my grave. I can live life in vacuums for years with no drink and put up with hardships more than you. Dry out, I'll shrivel and sleep for some 15 odd years. I wake up, come water, and get on with living with time in my pocket to pass by the day. Sing. If I were a tardigrade, I'd move out from home. Why live in the shrubbery when you could have a throne? Pressure wouldn't squash me and couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn. These are the things I never will
That's Cosmo Sheldrake with the Tardigrade song. Tardigrades are such amazing animals. They're everywhere on our planet. They're in the deepest part of our oceans and in every forest and jungle, even in Antarctica. They help break down the solids we flush, and they're easy to see even with pretty low magnification of a microscope. Sometimes they're called water bears or moss piglets. They have 8 legs, and they look like they're little 8-legged roly-polies. They're about a 0.5 millimeter in length when they're full grown, and they've been known to survive deep space. Tardigrades have been around on planet Earth as long as life has been around on planet Earth, for more than 500 million years. You're listening to the Children's Hour today on the show. We're talking about water treatment with Erin Keck. She's the education director at the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority. And the kids have more questions.
Yes. You have a question.
Do the UV rays burn the bacteria?
They don't. They scramble their DNA so that they can no longer reproduce, which means once they die, then they've died off. So if there are any remaining viruses or bacteria in the water at that point, they are essentially killed off by the UV rays.
That is fascinating. You are listening to Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Never, never put any grease or when we're frying something, and
that's
then I'm just
important.
Cleaning that olive oil off my pan. Now I know I'm going to start scraping every little scrape of grease not in my drain.
That's right. Fats, oils, and grease, what we call fog, is a big problem because it clogs our lines. So when you are cooking up a batch of bacon or something like that, it's really important that you drain that grease into a can, let it cool, and then throw it into your trash can. So what happens is if you continue to pour that stuff down your drain year after year, your pipes become so clogged that a lot of pressure can back up in your lines. And eventually, if your pipes become completely blocked, you could go to flush your toilet one day and everything that's been backed up and collecting in your pipes could come shooting up out of your drains.
Ew,
there's just no place for it to go. So nobody would want for that to happen.
All the more reason to scrape your bacon grease, scrape it, and toss it. And Erin Keck, it was a delight having you in the studio with us today. Thank you so much for being on the Children's Hour. We learned a lot.
You are welcome. And I would encourage anyone to look at our website. We have a wonderful education program. So
fantastic. Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Conservation's the key.
That's
we know
right.
This. This is the next generation that isn't going to waste our water. Thank you so much, Erin Keck, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Libre como un pájaro, libre como el viento, como el agua clara que viaja del monte. Así, así, así quiero verte, de día y de noche, de día y de noche. Yo no pienso ni decir, solo siente, no digo esto, siento, siente la vida. You vai comprender, tengo más que eso, siente ahora que fuera. Así, así, así quiero verte, de día y de noche, de día y de noche. Yo no pienso ni decir, solo siente, no digo esto, siento, siente la vida. You vai comprender, tengo más que eso, siente ahora que fuera. Free as a bird, free as the wind, clear like water.
Water is Una Mas Trio with Mo Horizons in a radio restyle from the Banana Remixes. In the background, you're hearing the Baka Forest People of Southeast Cameroon from their release called Heart of the Forest. This is Water Drums 1. Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone, and in the time since we first recorded our interview with Aaron Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, I reached out to Aaron to ask her if there were more things that we should add to our list that we should never flush.
Things like medicines, really making sure people aren't flushing pills or pouring old medicine down the sink, disposable wipes. But what happens with those is they bind together and create long ropes, which clog up our entire system. So I'd say those are two of the things that we focus on more recently.
Aaron Keck is the Education Director at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Thanks so much for being with us on the Children's Hour again, Aaron.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Sweet water rolling, sweet water roll, rolling from the fountain, sweet water roll. Sweet water rolling,
sweet water roll, rolling from the fountain, sweet water roll.
That's Sweet Water Rolling by Peggy Seeger, right here on the Children's Hour, an oldie but goodie. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today we've been learning about water treatment from our friends here locally who handle the water treatment. Their website is full of educational materials, and we've posted links at childrenshour.org. Look for the episode called Water Treatment. We've got just a little bit more time on the Children's Hour, and we're going to go out with one more. From a release called All Along the Watershed, this is Clean Water by the Raptor Project. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Have you ever jumped in a puddle just for play? Waded in a creek on a sunny day? Do you know how to swim? Do you love to splash? Do you like to blow bubbles in your bath? Well, you can't live without it. It goes with bread. If you don't have it, you'd be dead. Water, sweet water. Everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water. Everybody needs clean water. Always pick up some litter when I canoe with my kids on the river. You never know what you'll find, what some people leave behind. I was paddling near a spring when I found the strangest thing. There in the water was a bottle of spring water. Spring water, spring water. Everybody needs spring water. Clean water, clean water. Water. Well, there's lots of stuff, it flows downstream, but that ain't the stuff you wanna drink. Don't pollute it, don't dilute it, don't add anything unnatural to it. Gotta keep it clean on the river's bend. For ourselves and our wild friends. At water, sweet water. Everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water. Everybody needs clean water. Sweet water, sweet water. Everybody needs sweet water. Clean water, clean water. Everybody needs clean water.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was produced by me, Katie Stone. Many thanks to our guest, Aaron Keck, from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, and by the Pacifica Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the show.